Winston, no good. 4 seconds to go. Dockage at the buzzer. Yes!
Let's talk to Dan Dockage. He's the head basketball analyst for ESPN, does a great sports talk show in Indy. And his son plays for the Buckeyes, and we want to talk to him. Buckeyes finally in the top 25, ranked 22nd in the AP, which is nice since everybody thought they were going to be bad this year. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Hi, Dan. Good morning, sir.
Hey, fellas. I'm wonderful. How you guys doing?
We're doing well here. Hey, you know, preseason, we're looking at the Spartans get all the run, and rightfully so, given their history the last decade or so. But as I look at the standings this morning, first of all, Ohio State, these Buckeyes have to be the biggest shock of the conference. Purdue, 17-2, undefeated in the conference. Nobody had Purdue or Ohio State at the top.
I think people had Purdue. I certainly don't think Ohio State. The only person that had Ohio State at the top was my son, who told me that, hey, Dad, we could be in the Final Four. So I picked them to go to the Final Four. And he threw me under the bus in a press conference. But that's a different story for another time.
And his former team sitting right there at 3, Michigan. Yeah. That's going to be a good story as the season progresses here.
Yeah, you know what? Purdue and Michigan State were two teams that people talked about. Purdue had a lot of guys back. They lost Caleb Swanigan, obviously Michigan State. And Michigan State, you know, the interesting thing about them is 8 days ago, they're playing better than anybody in the country. I mean, they literally are playing, beating people, you know, beat Maryland by 40. I mean, they were killing folks, and they came into Columbus, and Columbus smacked them around. Ohio State smacked them around. And then they've kind of fallen. You know, Big Ten's been interesting. I think the one thing that people are now starting to realize is that this Ohio State team is for real. This Ohio State team has blown people out. I mean, think about it. Maryland, you know, goes into last night, goes into Michigan, and wins the game for 39 minutes and 56 seconds and then can't stop, you know, last place. So, you know, it's a fun league. It's a fun season. Another odd thing is that it looks like Wisconsin isn't going to be in the top three, which hasn't happened in 17 years. They're struggling. Indiana's getting better. Minnesota has had a number of issues, but they got to win the other night. So, yeah, man, but go Bucks. They're rolling.
You know, and Jerry's got 3 sons. I have 2 sons. Put your dad hat on, because that Michigan State game, I don't know if you saw it live or you were doing a game, but your son hits a 3 at half at the buzzer, and that crowd just erupted. That, from a dad point of view, man, you just had to be so pumped.
Hey, I was there, and my wife, myself, Andrew's girl, we went nuts. I'm not going to lie. I never go nuts. I never yell. I never scream. I never do anything. I sit. But I went nuts. In fact, even after, I got a text from Mike Schragi, who's assistant coach, going, hey, coach, you know, first time I seen you going crazy. I did. I went nuts. And I talked to Andrew. I said, hey, man, I said, how'd it feel? He goes, Dad, he goes, I didn't know what to do. He goes, I've never done that again. He goes, you know, some guys look badass. Some guys go running off like the soccer players.
Yeah.
He goes, I didn't know what the hell to do. He goes, I just turned around and tried to look mean. You know? But, yeah, we've had, you know what, Chris Holtman and his staff giving Andrew the opportunity they did late in the summer was a blessing. And I'm not really a guy that says blessing a whole hell of a lot, but I say it here because it's been a great experience for him. And I'm not going to lie to you. For a dad that's a basketball guy, it's been a hell of an experience for me, too, watching him and his team.
Yeah, and we should say Dan Dockage is with us with ESPN. A lot of people probably know him. Bowling Green, and didn't you have a cup of coffee with West Virginia? And you came back to Bowling Green, I believe.
Yeah.
So
literally,
So Dan is a head coach, great basketball analyst, great talk show host. So it's pretty cool to see it. So tell everybody the Reader's Digest version of how your son from Michigan to Ohio State, because even though the rivalry in basketball not that huge, but it's still
rivals.
Yeah, still a little rivalry. Tell us the quick version of how it came about.
Well, fifth year, they weren't going to give him a scholarship at Michigan, and that was established. They redshirted him so he could graduate and go play somewhere else. He went to Quinnipiac, which is a Division I school in Connecticut, and started school there this summer. So he was going to play at Quinnipiac. I was excited. Baker Dunleavy's the coach.
Great hockey team.
Yeah, great hockey.
Yep.
Exactly right. And I have friends that have gone there. In fact, a friend of ours from Bowling Green's kids were there already. So it was a good fit. But all of a sudden, even though he'd started school, Chris Holtman out of the blue. I think the kid Beverly didn't go to Ohio State, calls me up. He says, hey, where's Andrew? I need a point guard desperately. I said, where's it, Quinnipiac? He said, ah, it's too bad. I said, hold on a second. And it just so happened that Andrew, there's a loophole that I knew where if you don't get accepted to a grad school, the one that you applied for, like Andrew was a 4.0 student, and, you know, all academic, all that kind of stuff. But for some reason, he didn't get accepted to this graduate program at Quinnipiac on the day Chris called me. So I said, hey, Chris, here's what happened. Chris is like, well, can you get a letter on that? I said, yeah, let me see. So I got a letter saying he got denied, sent it to compliance at Ohio State, took a couple days. Chris said, hey, man, we're good to go if Andrew wants to come.
Wow.
Andrew left Andrew left Quinnipiac. Look, and Baker Dunleavy, the coach of Quinnipiac, was great. He understood, Midwest kid. We've known Chris for a long time. In fact, Chris interviewed with me for an assistant's job at Bowling Green way back in the day. So the guy at Quinnipiac was awesome, and it's worked out really – actually, it's worked out for Quinnipiac, too, because they're playing a freshman point guard who's pretty good.
Oh, that is a wonderful
story,
Dan.
It really is. It's cool for us because, you know, how Thad leaves at Chris Holtman – comes in and it's just I don't want to diss Thad because he's
right.
done such a
and
great
he was
thing
good to us over
and
the
he's
years.
Great to the show and great to us, but when you watch this team, Dan, it's coaching different, it's better defense, it's guys moving without the basketball, it's putting their arms up, it's the same guys outside the Wesson kid from Westerville South, it's the same guys, it just looks a lot different.
My son gets mad at me when I say this, but there's a bit of an addition by subtraction there, too. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you know, you get rid of Lyle Kidd, who was all about himself,
yep.
not about the team. There's a lot of that. And all of a sudden, now let's remember, I said last year, early in the year, that Kata Bates-Diop was going to be an All-Big Ten player. He gets hurt. He doesn't play. He's been a difference.
And,
and sometimes sitting out a year, you get a chance to look at yourself. And here's what happens in modern-day basketball. You see other guys that all of a sudden you played against, you grew up playing against, going into the NBA, and you say, wait a second, I want that. You know, hell, I played against that guy. I'm better than that guy. Well, you know, I think Kata has been an All-American. I just put it out today on Twitter. You know, his second time player of the week last week. He's a first-team All-American. I think that helped. I'm not sure that the team would be as good with that. I'm not sure that they're not. That proved himself to be an incredibly good coach, but it doesn't have that. And the guy in charge right now, Chris Holtman, I really believe this. I watch coaches day and night. It's all I do. I go to shoot-arounds, I go to practice, and I walk out of there at some shoot-around saying, how does this guy ever win a game? This guy doesn't know his ass
at
third base. Well, with Chris Holtman, you immediately know everything's organized. Everything is covered. His team has total buy-in. And, you know, when you get all of that and you get a guy like Bates Diop and you get a guy like Jayshon Tate and C.J. Jackson's having a great year, you know, you have a chance. And they've grown up. And look, a lot of year to go. Tough game on Wednesday. You know, tough game all, you know, Saturday, Sunday. There's going to be a ton of tough games. But at the end of the day, this team's shown it can play. It's put itself in a good position. Now it's got to capitalize on the position it put itself into. You know, I always say, not everybody bounces back from stuff. Sometimes you splat. So you don't want to splat. You just want to keep going forward, keep winning games, keep getting better, and let that all, you know, let it all fall where it may.
ESPN's Dan Dockich is with us, and you're over in Indy. How long have you been in Indy there, Dan?
Well, in 08, when I was interim coach in Indiana, and after that I started working at the Big Ten Network, we moved here in 2010 up to Indy to shorten the drive to the Big Ten Network up in Chicago. So we've been up here a while. Andrew went through his whole high school. When he was going to be a freshman, we moved up to a town called Zionsville just off the highway here north of Indy. And then just moved, baby, just moved to a lake because I'm getting old. I'm either going to die in a lake or a golf course.
Well, we had an old sports guy here for years, and he was in Indianapolis. Mark Patrick. Did you know Mark?
Mark?
Yeah, he's great kid, great guy.
Yeah, Mark's son Drew Storn is a
pitcher.
Major league pitcher. Yeah, he's been a really good pitcher. Mark was the only guy. Now, sports radio in Indianapolis is basically kind of new. Our station came on ESPN affiliate about 10 years ago, and know, that kind of took it off. But Mark was the only guy in Indy that had a sports show, and I've known him forever, and he was the only guy you'd ever listen to because he was entertaining, he was funny, he was knowledgeable.
Yeah, funny.
And yeah, I know Mark real well. Yeah,
well, I remember him talking about your boy Andrew giving us the heads up years ago.
Well, Mark was a liar.
You know what's funny, Dan, is we brought up your city yesterday because I was actually at the Vikings game. I grew up in Minnesota, and I have traveled and I've gone to about 20 opposing NFL stadiums, and depending on where you go, you really fear for your life even when you just watch a game. And I was talking about how Minnesota Vikings fans were gracious with the Saints fans, just overly nice, shaking their hands, great game. And when I went to see, it was Andrew Luck's first game against the Vikings, home opener. And when I left that stadium, people were shaking my hand. Thanks for spending money in our city. Thanks for coming. I mean, those Colts fans are just pure class.
You know what's funny? I bought season tickets this year for the first time just because, I don't know, whatever. And people always talk about these situations that arise, you know, at Oakland Stadium or in the parking lot or wherever. And Indy's the easiest town for everything, but the easiest town for football. There, true story. Super Bowl Sunday, whatever year the Super Bowl was here, I did a radio show right across the street at a bar called the Slippery Noodle. Now the Super Bowl's like at 6:30 or 7, whatever time it is. I had to drive in there like 3 hours ahead of time, you know, for the show. So
yeah.
It was 3 hours before. I'm thinking, oh, crap, right? I'm thinking, oh, here we go.
What
traffic.
A mess.
No traffic. None. And I realized, well, you know, when you come to a sporting event in Indy, you don't get a car. You cab it downtown because you can walk everywhere. So city's great. Got a little bit of a murder problem we got to figure out.
But, so do we, though.
We do, too. Yeah, same here. Same here.
Yeah. So... You know, I say that kind of off the cuff, but it's true. You know, we got to get that solved. But no, the city for sporting events, it's really good. It's like Columbus. Look, let me tell you something. My son being in Columbus and playing at Ohio State has opened my eyes to Columbus. Like, I brought a bus. I bought a school bus. My brother, myself, three or four other guys, we bought a school bus.
No.
Now. Yeah, it costs us, you know, $1,000 a piece. But it's got benches. It's got poker tables. It's got all this stuff. So we took a bunch of guys, loaded up the school bus, guys and their wives, and went over. I've been to the Varsity Club. You kidding me? I've been to all these places. I'm a fan. I'm a big fan of Columbus, Ohio. I'm a big fan of Ohio State.
Dan? We do our before football games. We have our tailgates at the Varsity Club. You should come out and tailgate with us sometime for a football game.
Urban's a friend. In fact, my daughter. Or excuse me, my son, the first woman he ever slept with was Urban's daughter. I think they were like 6 years. Well, they were like six, and she was an athlete, so they had a sleepover at our house.
Oh, okay.
I called Shelly. I'm like, Shelly, man, you okay with this? I go, they're sleeping downstairs, you know, they got sleeping bags. We good? And she started laughing at me like, you're an idiot.
Well, you're a great interview, Dan. Thanks so much. Hey, let's hook up again here before March Madness, eh?
And don't use my Dan. Don't use ESPN PR. Just have your producer hold on the line. I'll give you my cell phone. Just call me. I'm in.
Oh, that's right, beautiful.
All right, hold on, Dan.
Matt, you went through ESPN PR, and I'm like, damn. Yeah. Oh, my Phyllis?
Yeah. hold on, Dan. We'll get your number. Thanks, man.
All right.
See you, bye.
That is
hey,
funny.
Guys.
Well, that's Skaggs, right? That's Skaggs to a T. That was a great interview. If you just kind of tuned into half of that, we'll podcast that bad boy and throw it up on QFM96.com. Great guy.
Good guy.
Good interview. Dan Dockich with Torgan Elliott and QFM96.